We began the show today with a reality check on North Korea. Now let's take a closer look at the military scenario should a conflict actually break out. Just today, President Trump said his fire and fury threat aimed at Pyongyang maybe wasn't tough enough. And Defense Secretary James Mattis has been talking about the end of the North Korean regime and the destruction of its people. So what might happen if North Korea really does fire missiles in the direction of Guam? Colonel Sam Gardner, U.S. Air Force retired, ran war games for more than 20 years at the National War College and various other military institutions. Colonel Gardner, what can the U.S. do to take out North Korea's missile launchers with conventional weapons?
Probably not too much. The ability to take out the North Korean nuclear program is limited with conventional weapons. The reason it is because North Koreans are diggers. They have tunnels all over the north. We know that their weapons are stored deep underground. The problem with that is it's very difficult to destroy a weapon when you don't know where the cave goes. Does it turn to the left? Does it turn to the right? So it would be a strike against the facilities, but not necessarily a destruction of the facilities.
I mean, we heard about bunker buster bombs throughout the war in Iraq. Would that work to go into those cave networks?
Not very well, because the problem with the tunnels is you don't know where they go. And that's why I think we heard President Trump in April gleefully talk to the president of the Philippines and say the United States has two nuclear submarines in the vicinity of Korea with tremendous firepower. And from what we have heard, from the way he stated the fire and fury, and from what we got from the Secretary Mattis, I have to believe that the plan is to use nuclear weapons against North Korea.
That's a fairly scary conclusion. I mean, are you saying basically there's nothing to do militarily except drop a preemptive nuclear bomb on North Korea to get rid of their nuclear program?
No, to drop bombs. It would take multiple weapons, which is why maybe Secretary Mattis said, and the destruction of your people.
I mean, I think a lot of people hope that a nuclear first strike by the U.S. is unlikely. But we are talking about President Trump, who has staked out his position, and perhaps he might feel pressure to do something militarily just for the optics. Is that a scenario you ever gamed out for the Pentagon, and what was the likely North Korean response to that?
No, what we gamed out was most of the games were before North Korea had nuclear weapons. And what one always saw was that the team playing North Korea responded the way we thought, with the artillery and with chemicals causing a million-plus casualties.
So the conclusion is what? Nuclear war with North Korea, or we accept a nuclear-armed North Korea?
I think the latter is the conclusion. I would call it a checkmate, that they have checkmated the United States. And that's not necessarily bad. Stability might be allowing the situation of nuclear-armed North Korea and containment by the United States. That certainly seems to be more desirable than some of the consequences that would otherwise come.
That's more desirable, but we just had White House advisor and Trump whisperer Sebastian Gorka say the United States is no longer a superpower. We are now a hyperpower. Will they accept a checkmate with North Korea with that kind of rhetoric?
I think let me just go. The two consequences that people don't talk about very much. One of the consequences is North Korea has a very large chemical weapons program. They have huge quantities of sarin gas, which could be put onto Seoul. What's going to stop them from doing that? I don't know. Which means we're talking 3 to 4 to 5 million casualties. If our response on the North Korean nuclear program is nuclear weapons, the fallout pattern puts that fallout over Japan. And they will be dirty weapons because they will be exploded at ground level. I can't believe that that's a desirable solution for us to put radioactive fallout all over Japan. It would destroy U.S.-Japanese relations for a generation.
We're going to join you in your disbelief, Colonel, and leave it there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Certainly.
Colonel Sam Gardner, U.S. Air Force retired, ran war games for the Pentagon for more than 20 years. This is The World.